Matthews went, a lot of money. And I went to school in the, I went to school 3 years, and the money got, everything went going up so high, and I got depressed one way or another. But I took a commercial course, and the first job I had, I was worked for a little grocery store there. I worked there a while, and then I scaled log in the sawmill there about 3 months. Then a man by the name of McLeod running a little sawmill and running the commissary there one Sunday. I met him at church, and he asked me what I was doing. I told him. He said, come over and see me Thursday night. I want to talk with you. Didn't tell me what he wanted. I went there, and he wanted me to keep his book and run the commissary.
Yeah.
Well, I did that. That was in 1918, and I just went to school 3 years, high school. Mm-hmm. And then I worked there for till the last part of 18. About the last part of 1919.
Yeah.
And I got a letter one day from a friend of mine keeping book for Edward Hine at a log camp at Barth up there, and he told me that Mr. Pettibone, he was assistant general manager, told him to write me a letter and tell me he'd be down to Kill in a few days, and he was going to call me, on me to keep a set of book at the weed camp down there. They were loading the camp, they were keeping the book in the mill, mm-hmm. where they were going to open the set of book at the camp, and they did. About a week after he comes there, and the man called me and told me to meet him at 7 o'clock that night, and I met him then. And he had me to go spend a week with the man at Lumberton to see what kind of system they had and all that.
Yeah.
And he brought me to Poplarville the Saturday after that, and I stayed there a week. And he told me to tell Mr. McLeod he wanted to hire me, not to take him away from him, but he thought I had a better future with him, you know, than I did with him. So the next morning I told Mr. McLeod about it. I kind of hesitated about it. He was such a good man. And he was a fellow that he quiet, he didn't say too much. He'd always try to say the right thing when he ought to, you know.
Uh-huh.
I stayed with him at the house, and he had meals there and slept in the front room with him there. So next morning we got up, eat breakfast, walked out. I said, Mr. Mack, I says, I have something to tell you this morning, kind of I hate to tell you. He says, what's that? And I says, I had a meeting with last night at the office there, and he said he wanted me to go to work for him the first of the next month and keep a set of books at the log camp at Weed.
Yeah.
He studied a while, and I said, I hate to leave you, quit you. He said, after a while, he smoked pipes. He said, studied a while, he said, by Gravy Sylvester, said, I'm so glad to hear that, because he said that his business was getting kind of slack, sawmill business was bad, and the timber was hard to get where he was and all that. And he said he'd been wondering what he was going to do with it. He'd been figured, said, on a contract for a slack stave, you know.
Yeah.
And he said if he got that, though, he says he could pay me as much money as Hines did, and he said he'd want me back. But he said, tell Mr. Pettibone if you want a written recommendation, I'll write him a recommendation that you've been fair and square and honest in all you're dealing with. And so he did, and I went up there and spent a week, come back and work another week with him, and then he had another week to go, and he paid me in full, let me go to the end of the month. And I worked for Hine then. I kept book for them till they closed, from then till they closed down in the 6th day of February 1930.
Uh-huh.
And then
why they closed down then?
They cut out the lumber, what they had in Hancock County. They still had some in Pearl River County, and they sold some to H. Western Lumber Company, sold some timber.
Yeah.
They run the Western run a train up to their